Good morning, Joy Lutheran Church. It is an honor to be worshiping with you today. For those of you who don't know me, I am Lindsay Peterson, the Director of Youth and Family Ministry, and it is my pleasure to be assisting with worship today. Quickly, we want to extend a huge thank you as well to Pastor Nathan Blom and to the amazing Pastor Lydia for assisting with their pastoral gifts this weekend as well. Both of our pastors are enjoying some much-needed family time, so we wish them blessings until they return. We do have a few announcements for you this morning. We are still looking for a greeting coordinator. This is a person that works with our worship and music committee, coordinating the volunteers that like to stand at the front door and welcome our members and visitors alike. So if that's something that the Holy Spirit is stirring up inside of you and you're feeling called to serve in that way, contact the church office and we will connect you with the person responsible for that. So prayerfully consider that and we look forward to working with you. Some awesome youth news. Of course, you're going to hear some youth news if I'm up here with you. We are so excited to announce that we will have in-person summer programming here at Joy Lutheran Church. We're planning on it, and we're hoping that everything continues to move forward in the way that it is. So please keep your eyes and ears on the lookout for those details, everything from Rainbow Trail Day Camp here at church to an awesome week of VBS. So please keep that in mind. And that is all we have for our announcements this morning. Let's continue our worship and start it off the way we always do, with the passing of the peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Let's take some time to share that peace with one another. And now for our confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We'll now confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Continue with a moment of reflection. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. We receive forgiveness. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called volunteer of the Church of Christ, and by God's authority, we declare the entire forgiveness of our sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our opening hymn.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Christians, hasten on your way. Offer praise with love repeat.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the prayer of the day. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and Lord, and he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the readings.
Today's first lesson is from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. After healing a man unable to walk, Peter preaches to the people, describing how God's promises to Israel have been fulfilled in Jesus. Through the proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection, God is offering them forgiveness and restoration in Jesus' name. Peter addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. Today's responsive psalm is Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek after lies? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call. Tremble then and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart more than when grain and wine abound. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. God has loved us in order to make us children of God. Though we do not yet know the full details of our future existence, we trust that God will reveal it, just as God revealed Jesus to take away our sins. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins, No one who sins has either seen or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. This concludes the readings for today.
This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We continue with our children's sermon.
Hi, kids. Happy Easter. This is Pastor Lydia. So happy to connect with you today. My husband brought me the most awesome romantic Easter gift. He brought me a half dozen Dunkin' Donuts. And they're a mystery because you can see that some of them I think might be filled, but I don't know what's in there. And I'm hoping there's something really delicious. So I'm gonna open them or cut them and see what's in. Ah, chocolate in one, yum. Cream, looks like lemon cream in another one. Raspberry cream in another one. And Bavarian cream in another one. Yum, I love those, that is so awesome. And then there's this boring one that's just plain regular donut, no filling. Well, on Easter, when the disciples ran to the tomb to see how they could anoint Jesus, when they went to the tomb, he was not there. The tomb was empty. They could see right on inside and there was no Jesus. And this was the best news of all because it meant Jesus was alive and he was out and about, and soon he did meet them before he ascended into heaven. And so it was the best news. Unlike my donuts that I love, that I love it when they're filled, and I love my chocolate bunnies when they're solid and not hollow. But the best news for Easter was an empty tomb, because that meant Jesus was alive and moving and able to fill our lives and hearts. So I pray for you, children, that you feel Jesus filling up your heart because of that empty tomb. He is alive and he is with you today and always. May God bless you as you continue to live and grow in faith and love. Amen. Grace and peace to you, friends, from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Whenever life is overwhelming and I find myself in the deep end of stress, anxiety, and confusion, there is always one thing that can help. Comfort food. Whether that is a delicious grilled cheese sandwich, my mom's baked lasagna, or at least using her recipe, or brownies, I find immense relief, even if it's momentary and fleeting, but it tastes good going down. We humans hunger for comfort and security, and that could be why in the past year we all did a whole lot more baking and eating. 30% of Americans say they ate and craved more baked goods than usual, and cookies and cake were our top preferences, followed closely by sourdough. I remember the weeks and months in which our grocery stores in Summit County were limited, in fact, out of toilet paper and Clorox bleach. But I also remember when the baking aisles were empty, cleaned out of flour and sugar. And last fall, they ran out of canned pumpkin. That was a disaster. This also may be one reason that in non-pandemic times, churches specialize in potluck dinners and bake sales. And I remember that Joy Lutheran excels in the baked goods department. In my experience, church folks know better than most how to provide comfort for one another and to fuel the body by putting love as the central ingredient in any food dish, even in homegrown fresh produce. When we lack words, we bring food. When we wish to dispense comfort, it often comes in the form of casseroles and carbs, all seasoned with a spirit of compassion and a sprig of hope. This reality is one of the things that makes the resurrection appearances of Jesus especially delightful and resonant with me. It seems wherever there is food, you will find the presence of God. Jesus breaks the bread after walking with the disciples on the way to Emmaus. And in our story today, Jesus eats fish in the company of his still confused disciples. He receives fuel for his hungry body, and he gives them fuel for their faith. Jesus provides both comfort food and soul food, enough to satisfy the deepest hunger of our hearts and our souls. Our reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke. Commentators point out that throughout this gospel, Jesus seems to do nothing but eat. He goes to parties and dinners. He eats his way through Galilee. The parables are full of banquets, wedding feasts, bringing the fatted calf to roast and celebrate. And every time the resurrected Jesus shows up among the disciples, there is food. The resurrected Lord is a very real flesh and blood person who is hungry, and he eats. At first, when he appears to these disciples and they are startled and terrified, understandably, they think they're seeing a ghost. And that probably for them would be more understandable and relatable than a resurrected body. They look at Jesus, but they don't totally recognize him. And even after he shows them his wounds and invites them to come close to touch him, they start to get it, but not totally. It says they are filled with wonder and joy and doubt. But isn't that true of us all the time, that we can feel these complex emotions all at one time? So Jesus helps them out. Got anything to eat? And they bring him a piece of fish. The writer specifically says it is broiled. I think that is to appeal to our senses. Can you smell that broiled fish fresh off the coals, probably crispy and a little charred on the edges? This resurrection life, it's not about floating around in heaven without bodies. It is embodied and nourishing, enlivening to all the senses. And as I realized once again in recent weeks and months, meals are not just about food. They are about companionship. This is why people who eat alone often turn on the TV or scroll through their social media to have a semblance of community with their meal. We are the only species for whom eating is a communal practice primarily. There was a patient in the hospital, I'll call him Frank, who I got to know this year, and he taught me a lot during a lengthy stay. He had Huntington's, which is a rare degenerative disease that affects the brain and, among many other things, creates confusion and memory loss. At times, Frank was unsure why he was in the hospital, and he spent many hours of the day alone just because of the circumstances. So when I first went to visit him, I tried to engage him and be a companion. I saw that he had several books and games in his room. I offered to play a game or to read a book with him. He wasn't interested in any of those activities. Nothing that I suggested really connected. So I was about to leave when Frank said, "Hey, could you just sit down and have a meal with me? I'm so tired of eating alone." Well, of course, I was glad to do that. And after he expressed this desire and longing, then the rest of the staff joined in on a rotating basis. Doctors, techs, social worker, physical therapist, we all took turns sharing a meal with Frank. It seemed definitely to lift his spirits and condition, and it also lifted ours. During the past year, I'm aware of many friends and family joining together over Zoom for all kinds of activities, including happy hours and dinner. The only time I tend to drink wine is with my monthly book club. Well, this year we met over Zoom. It feels less lonely to have a glass of wine over Zoom than alone. In Luke 24, our resurrected Lord is clearly hungry. And he's not only hungry because he's been in the tomb for 3 days and he's famished. He's hungry to share a meal and celebrate life with his friends. He's so eager to gather with them, which many of us can relate to after a year of social distance. He is hungry for the disciples to themselves become a community of bold, faithful people who know and rely on the power of God and God's love to guide them. He is hungry to break bread together and feed people everywhere until there is no more hunger. The hunk of broiled fish that Jesus eats not only shows his friends that he is indeed not a ghost, but it becomes a symbol of the love that binds them together and that binds us together, a sign of how God continues to gather and sustain us through the most impossible, difficult, lonely circumstances. This resurrection story was so powerful for the early church that they're said to have included fish in their practice of communion as part of their meal together. And even after a while, when that practice died down, the symbol of the fish stayed active as a sign for the resurrected Christ. It was emblazed on tombs and on altars and church mosaics. Every week, as we, the church, continue to gather, even virtually, from our own kitchen tables and coffee tables, we live out this story over and again. We join together as friends and family, connected by the blood of Christ, to hear scripture and have our minds opened again to new understandings and to share in a life-giving meal. We gather for companionship and community to tune into and remember where we've seen the risen Christ in unexpected places, to remind one another to look for Christ in the face of the stranger. He is still showing up, coming to the lost and lonely and hurting people. We eat not because we've already figured out who Jesus is, but so that Jesus can be revealed in new ways to us. And we're fed, but we also go out with a resurrected hunger like Jesus, longing for the same things that Jesus longs for. We go out to bring others to the banquet, to feed them physically and spiritually, to offer love, to strive for justice. We go out to look for the risen Christ in the face of every human. We go out from our own tables to be witnesses to the power of the resurrection that is just as real today as it was 2,000 years ago. Joy Lutheran Church, one resurrection appearance wasn't enough. So in every instance of hospitality, at every time, we feed one another. Jesus shows up to keep surprising us with the power of God's love to be our comfort food and to fuel our faith. We may not have all the answers, and we will not, but power and fear any longer. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now, let's eat.
Gathered together into one body of Christ, let us confess our sins using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Father God, alive in the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before you, O God, who promises to hear us and answer us always in steadfast love. Provider of peace, just as you came to the disciples, you reveal yourself to us every day. Help us to see and feel your presence in all that we do. to live into the forgiveness and the multitude of promises your life, death, and resurrection have proclaimed for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Living companion, as we continue experiencing Easter, meet us in our worries and our confusion. Meet us in our heartbreaking feelings and sights of division and unrest all around us. Lord, help us to be more like you. Help us to strive for peace and justice in the only way we should know how, living in your truth and light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ultimate healer, you hear the cries of our hearts, the mourning, the grieving, all the feelings for those who matter to us. Grant your peace and compassion to all of those who need your constant hand and care. Today, we especially pray for Kay Marsh at the loss of her cousin, Janet. Lord, be with them in this time of grief and help them remember that death is not the end, and that within this Easter promise, we are gifted the everlasting knowledge that you hold all of us so closely. Lord, we also remember today John Janke as he endures a surgery this week. Be with the doctors and the caregivers and help that go smoothly, Lord God. We trust him into your care, and we know that you will take good care of him. Lord, in your mercy. Creator of all things, like a master artist, you have fashioned the universe out of your delight and love. Heal your creation where it's in need of that restoration, Lord. Continue to provide all the inhabitants of this earth a peaceful and sustainable home. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, in the hope and promise of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering.
The anger of the world means nothing to us now. We turn our faces to the sky and we sing. Through the derision and the scorn aimed at us alone, we turn our faces to the sky and we sing. We turn our faces and we sing praises to our King, to the Lord of all the heavens we will sing. This world will pass away as we approach the final day. We'll turn our faces to the sky and we will sing. We sing praises to our King and the salvation that he brings. We turn our faces to the sky and we sing. We turn our faces and we sing praises to our King, to the Lord of all the heavens we will sing. And then forever on, when our voices fill with song, we'll turn our faces to the sky and we sing. To the Lord our God Almighty we will sing. To the Lord our God Almighty we will sing. To the Lord our God Almighty we will sing. Turn our faces and we sing praises to our King, to the Lord of all the heavens we will sing.
We continue with a great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and the witnesses of the resurrection, with all of the earth and sea and their creatures, with the angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth, and for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea, and for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ, and praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. When last we gathered together, we heard Pastor Rod speak these words. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray the prayer that Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, this is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Receive the blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Receive the benediction. May our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Go in peace. Share the good news. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.